White, Salem, Oregon, June 28, 1878. Dear Willie, I received your letter this noon. I sent a letter to Father this morning. Will now send a letter to him and you in the same envelope. You speak of my finishing my fourth volume, Willie. I shall travel when I can and speak to the people. And then when winter comes and I cannot travel, I will write. God has given me a testimony to bear to his people that he has given to no other one, and I must bear this testimony, which is like fire shut up in my bones. I have given myself to the Lord, and I feel like praying much and working also. I would love to see you before you go to Europe, but I do not expect to see you. I have given you to God. You and Mary are very dear to me, but you both belong to God. I would not hedge up your way for an instant to gratify my motherly feelings. God gave his dear son to die for sinful man, and shall I let selfish feelings come in? No, no. I never expect to look upon your faces again until I meet you around the great white throne. Not a murmur is in my heart. I feel that God has been good to me. He has honored me in giving me children that he can use in his work to advance his cause. This is the greatest blessing that a mother can have, to know that her children are striving in every direction to benefit man and glorify God. These words are expressive of my feelings. Do something. Do it soon, with all thy might. An angel's wing would droop if long at rest, and God himself, inactive, were no longer blessed. When I have known of your constant care and earnest labor, fears have come in my mind that you, so young, were lifting too weighty responsibilities. You should not be so constantly pressed with grave responsibilities. Then I have thought, God will strengthen him if he will only cling to his divine arm. Someone must bear the heavy load. Someone must do the very work you are doing. And then my prayer to God has been that his strong arm would hold you up. It will be a satisfaction to know that you have done what you could. Your own character will be improving as the result of steady discipline and beneficent labors. Your faith will be increased, your zeal quickened, and your love intensified. You will be enabled to appreciate more fully the sacrifice of Christ. Your earnest and persevering efforts, dear children, will be crowned with success. And when at last the warfare is ended and the reward given the faithful, if my children shall wear a royal diadem of glory among the principalities and glorified in heaven, it is enough. I say it over and over, as selfish desires arise, working not only for time, but for eternity. But, my dear, dear children, do not settle down with any commonplace experience. Nothing short of walking with God should be your ambition. Let the divine light shine in your countenance, because shed abroad in your heart, you will have power with God and with man. I tell you, Willie, why the truth is not more powerful in the conversion of souls. It is because the bearers of it are not sanctified by the truth they profess. Jesus is a power enshrined in the heart. He will be revealed in the life. Rest not unless you have the abiding witness that Christ is in you and you in Christ. May you say, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Psalm 16, verse 8. Dear children, my heart goes out for you daily in earnest prayer. I believe God will strengthen and bless you and make you instruments of much good. God will endue you with heavenly vigor and will satisfy your souls with rivers of living waters. Look to Jesus always. Trust him continually. Rise above discouragements and let the power of grace abide with you continually. The more closely you cling to Jesus, the more closely will He cling to you. Never be content with merely a form. Never become prosy, but be alive, be earnest. Let the love of Christ dwell in you richly. Write me, dear children, direct to Oakland, California. This must be sent off at once. The Sabbath is drawing on. Mother.